Saucier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
When I left the embankment that evening to see what Hedy Bergner had to say about giving Cutts the slip when he followed her, I thought we'd run into a dead end. Digby Mitchell, the last of the four people who could give us a description of Demetrius, hadn't turned up, and we had every reason to believe he'd gone the same way as the American Godowski. Ridgway, we still hadn't laid hands on. The chap had disappeared completely, and although there was a trap sprung for him, he still hadn't been caught. Hedy had an explanation for her movements, and there, it seemed, we were stuck. But then the phone went. It was Cutts. Mitchell had turned up at the embankment, so I hopped in my car and broke all the rules getting back there. It was about 10 o'clock, I suppose, when...
Bad show, I admit, Keene. Jolly bad show. But when I wired you, I thought I'd be coming up by train. Then this cove offered to drive me up, promised faithfully to get me here by 7. I was to know he was going to blow a tire and the silly ass had no spare.
Well, never mind that. You're here now and that's all that matters. Let's hear from you about that plane trip from Berlin. You know the general situation, don't you?
Cutts here has brought me up to date. Listen, aren't you exaggerating?
About what?
This character, Demetrius. You can't tell me the fellow just goes about blithely giving people a whiz.
Well, he's attended to one chap already, hasn't he?
You don't know it was Demetrius who killed the American after all.
Look, suppose we leave Godowski for a minute and get back to you. The fifth passenger on that plane from Berlin was Demetrius, we do know that. Now tell us what he looked like, Mitchell. Give us a description of him so Frayne and his policemen will have someone they can hunt for.
Well, I'm sorry, old boy, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Well, the facts of the matter are, I had a simply prodigious hangover. There was a send-off in the mess the night before, and you know the effects of that German gin.
But you must have taken some notice.
I wouldn't have taken any notice of Scamalord Demetrius or whoever he is if he'd had two heads.
Oh, it's incredible. Four people and not one of you...
I'm bound to admit I feel a bit of an ass. I slept most of the trip. I could barely open my eyes before we took off, and the moment we landed at Northolt, I literally tottered off in search of a beer.
And I nearly ripped the tread off my tires getting up here to talk to you.
A bad show. Sorry. Mind if I take another lash at your grog?
No, help yourself.
Oh, thanks. Cutts here tells me you're after Ridgway. He's under suspicion for knocking off Godowski or something.
That's right.
It's a lot of silly rot, you know.
Oh, decent of you to give us the benefit of your opinion.
Not at all. You see, I know Peter Ridgway. He'd no more shove a knife into another chap than I would.
Forgive me if I'm not impressed. Wouldn't you knife a chap in a fight? If you thought you had a good reason.
Well, that's totally different.
In Godowski's room 2 nights ago, it was totally different. And if Ridgway did stab that chap, he's quite likely to have you on his list and Hedy Bergner as well. That's why we're guarding the girl and hunting Ridgway. We're letting you look out for yourself.
If you didn't, I'd feel downright embarrassed.
Of course, if anything does happen to you, now we know you're no help to us, we'd still be heartbroken. Wouldn't we, Cutts?
Yes, sir. Look here, Keene. If you begrudge me these drinks, I can always shove a quid on the mantelpiece.
Oh, shut up, man. I was counting on
you. I said I'm sorry to have let you down. Next time I fly to or from Berlin with Demetrius, I'll go on the wagon for a week beforehand. I'll even take a camera.
Ah, just a minute. Did you notice Godowski do anything in particular just before your plane left Tempelhof? Anything involving the Bergner girl?
Such as what? Clasp her to him or something? She was worth it, by Godfrey.
Old man. Would it be too much to take this seriously?
I'm taking it a good deal more seriously than you think.
Did Godowski take a picture of her?
Now you mention it, yes, he did.
Now, with Demetrius in the background?
Could be.
The girl's in the clear, Cutts. That settles it.
Yes, right.
She told me about it herself tonight.
Sir, the American was knocked off for the film in his camera.
Well, you'll give me a better reason.
Why chase about after Ridgway, then?
I'll tell you that when we catch him. And with any sort of luck, that shouldn't be long. You see, we've set a little trap.
Ah, yes, all your spies rushing about with false beards and so on, eh? You chaps make me ill. You go about in tweeds and so forth, but you call yourselves Major this or Colonel that. MI5. It was the same years ago when there was fun to be had in battle dress and a tin hat. While better coves were in the line, you and the rest of you were back at GHQ, pinning things on maps. And if you went up as far as Corps, they gave you a DSO. Now you're hunting about for some tuppenny-halfpenny crook, and you've nothing better to do than run fellows like Peter Ridgway into the ground. I said it before, you make me ill.
Why, you...
It's all right, Cutts, let him talk.
What's he, your personal strong-arm man?
Finish that up and run along, Mitchell. I don't see how the airborne troops can do without you.
They get along. But just a minute, this trap for Ridgeway...
Oh, you want me to tell you about it, all right. We'll catch him if he goes near a theatrical agency asking for Miss Hedy Berkner. Now you can go back to your chums and tell them you know one of the secrets of MI5.
I don't think my chums would be very interested in MI5 or any other comic strip characters. Bung-ho, Keane. When you catch Peter Ridgeway, give him my regards. And you can tell him if he wants a hand, just let me know.
So much for Digby Mitchell. Oh, come on, Cuts. We'll start again in the morning. I've had enough for tonight. You know, I don't think that fellow liked us a bit.
No, sir.
I don't care what you say. I don't like the idea of you traipsing all over the place in broad daylight, Peter.
But what else can I do?
You might have to go to 50 agents before you find the one with the Bergner person's address. And every bobby in London will be on the lookout for you.
But I can't sit about here until I petrify. Listen, Sally. They have a cast-iron case against me for sticking that knife into Hank Godofsky. The police won't look any further for the man who did kill him. So I have to do just what I can myself.
But hunting around for Hedy Bergner, whatever her name is...
Do I have to tell you again and again? Someone found out where Godofsky was staying. And Hedy was that someone. She must have been. She's mixed up in it somehow. So, for want of a better lead, I just have to get hold of her. Don't you understand?
They'll catch you. I know they will.
They'll be looking for Cove in army trousers and a trench coat. Not a slightly arty-looking Waller in corduroy trousers and a tweed jacket. And I think it was a stroke of genius buying me the pipe. The only trouble is I'll have to learn to smoke the darn thing.
Peter, you know what you'd do if you was wise?
What?
You'd go to this Major Keane and tell him about Hedy and the way she got the American's address at the aerodrome.
And finish up in the dock on trial for my life? Oh, no. Not me, thanks.
You won't let me go round the agents for you?
I don't want you mixed up in this any more than you are already. And, I've been thinking I can't stay here much longer.
Why can't you?
Well, hang it all, if I do get myself collared and they find out you've been keeping me out of sight... They might come down on you, too.
But it's so much safer for you here.
Aren't you worried about your reputation?
Cigarette girls at places like the Red Feathers clubs don't have reputations.
You shouldn't say things like that, Sally.
Should I kid myself?
When this affair's cleaned up and I'm out of the wood, we're going to do something about you. Do you realize how pretty you are? With a little practice and a little training, we could make a very decent mannequin out of you. I know what I'm talking about.
No, not you too, Peter. I've heard that line before. So often.
From fat men in their 50s with cunning expressions and no hair. I can see we'll have to do something about your attitude, too. The world's not made entirely of those sort of people, Sally.
I'm sorry. I should know by this time that you're not like that.
As a matter of fact, I'm not.
Peter, don't go out in the streets today. Wait just a little longer.
What's the difference? Today, tomorrow, next week, the police will still be on the job.
But I've such a dreadful feeling. I just know you won't be back.
Oh, cheer up. I'm a pretty slippery customer, Sally. And I'm going to take some catching with what I have at stake. Well, of course I'll be back. Think I'm going to miss that dinner you're going to cook for me? I hope.
Afternoon. What can I do for you?
My name's... Benson.
Sit down, Mr. Benson.
Thank you. I'm starting a little club not far from here. On the small side, you know. Four-piece band, room for 20 or 25 tables and so on. I'm looking about for an entertainer.
What in particular?
Well, I thought of a girl to sing four or five songs a night. Not in the same class, of course, but something in the manner of Josephine Baker.
Yes.
Have you anyone on your books who might fit the bill?
When are you auditioning?
As soon as an act I'm after turns up.
Well, let's have a look. There are several girls open for engagement.
Oh, just a minute. I ran into a chap the other day who mentioned a girl called Hedy Bergner. Just out of Ensor or something. He said she'd be just the ticket. You couldn't put me on to her by any chance, could you?
What name did you say?
Hedy Bergner.
Hedy Bergner? Yes. Yes, now I believe... Well, she's not actually a client of mine, but I might have her address here somewhere.
Oh, good man. Dig it up for me if you can, will you?
Well, I'll have to look in this other room. I keep my records in this other room, you know. I shan't be a minute. Now, just wait there. I might be 4 or 5 minutes, actually.
It's perfectly all right. Take your time.
Just wait there, Mr. Benson. Now, just wait. Now, don't go away. This is the fellow Ridgway. Get the police here, but quickly.
Keane speaking. Yes, friend. You have? Where? Yes, just a minute. 138 Shaftesbury Avenue. Chap's hanging on to him, eh? Right. I'll meet you there. Grab your hat, Cuts. Ridgway's in an agent's office. 138 Shaftesbury Avenue. You drive and step on it. Ridgway wasn't Demetrius, but he was the next best thing. As we tore up Whitehall in the Haymarket that day, I imagined Ridgway leading us straight to our man. But I couldn't have been more wrong about anything. At that stage, the chase for Demetrius had hardly begun.
Surprising developments occur in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.